Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. In this episode of Girly So Groovy, the full 2 hours is working on a theme. It's a mixtape that stitches together one common theme. I did not reveal what that theme was in the first hour, but let's talk about it. When you put together the song titles, when you have songs named like Anne, Jennifer, Patricia, Christine, I think you quickly figured out the theme. That's right. This week, the full 2 hours are songs where the name of the song is the name of a person. It's a theme I've wanted to do for a while now, and I thought, what a fun way to come back from vacation and just kind of mix things up a little bit. I feel like I am back truly in my mixtape making days, where you kind of do that balance of a fun theme, but you also want to stitch it all together so it sounds really, really good together, and I'm hoping I did that. We just heard music from indie electronic outfit Astra with the song Annie. Oh, Muse You. That comes from Astra's sophomore album, Olympia. And in fact, that is not one. It is not two. It is going to be one of three songs sung about Annie on Girly So Groovy. So let's keep this theme going. We are going to kick off the second hour with Sleater-Kinney right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah. bar is high, the black barn, the baby in my arms, in her swaddling clothes, in a nursing. That the sky will split, and the planets will shift. Bows of jade will drop, and existence will stop. Joan of Arc in the cars as you looking up at me. Oh baby, I remember when you were born. It was dawn and the storm settled in my belly, in the road, in the grass, in the spit at the gas, in the lit a match, in the void wind flash, in the sky split, in the planet. Bats with their baby vein faces burst from the barn in flames in a violet, violent sky. And I fell on my knees and pressed you against me. Your skull was like a network of spittle, like glass balls moving in like cold streams of logic. And I prayed as that lightning attack that some will make it go crack.
Yeah.
Song number 2 of 3 named Annie here on Girly So Groovy. This time it is performed by British punk outfit Elastica. That track, Annie, comes off of Elastica's debut self-titled album, 1994, if I'm right, maybe 95. Before Elastica, it is iconic punk goddess Patti Smith. Yes, I know Patti Smith launched her career and her debut album, Horses, with that iconic take on the song Gloria, which I could have easily featured in this week's episode of Girly So Groovy, since we are doing song titles that are names of people. But I really love Kimberly on that 1975 debut album, Horses. A song, in fact, Patti Smith wrote for her sister, about her sister, Kimberly. And then kicking off the second hour, it's Sleater-Kinney with their song Jenny. That's off the band's album, Dig Me Out. Okay, who do we have next in this show with that are all about names of people? Oh, I know. Oh, gosh. Let's get into this. My heart breaks every time I hear this voice. Sinead O'Connor, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Jackie left on a cold, dark night, telling me he'd be home. Sail the seas for 100 years, leaving me all alone. I've been dead for 20 years. I've been awash in the sun with my ghostly tears, searching the shores for my Jackie-O. I remember the day the young man came, said to Jackie's gone, we are lost in the rain. And I ran to meet and laid me down. You're all wrong, I said, and they stared at the sound that man knows.
My star.
Yeah. of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Decide to do, Jolene.
How can you do an entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, songs that are named after people, and not include that infamous woman, Jolene? Jolene not only kicks off Dolly Parton's album, but she titles the full album Jolene in honor of that infamous woman. I just thought it had to somehow fit in, and I just loved pairing those three women together. Dolly Parton, PJ Harvey, Sinead O'Connor. It shouldn't have worked, but I really, really think it did. In the middle, it is British singer, songwriter, alternative rock trailblazer PJ Harvey, going all the way back to her early 1990s debut album, Dry. We heard the song, Oh Stella. And then kicking off the set, again, going back to Sinead O'Connor's brilliant debut album, The Lion and the Cobra. We heard the song, Jackie. It has been so fun putting together this episode of Girly So Groovy. It truly is like a mixtape. Every song is the name of a person. That is the theme of this week's show. You know, it was interesting stitching together a show like this. I don't know if I was overanalyzing. However, I felt like those particular musicians who, if I had to imagine, have an ego or a little bit of vanity to them, you never found that they wrote a song and named it after a person. But those people that didn't seem, if I had to guess, have an ego, did. Again, just an interesting little food for thought. We have about half an hour left for this fun game that we are playing here on Girly So Groovy. So let's see how we are feeling that half hour. Coming up, I've got music on the way from Joni Mitchell, Fanny Bloom, Cool de Pirat, Sarah McLachlan, Martha Wainwright. Again, they are all songs that are names of people. Up next, it is Halifax singer-songwriter Jen Grant here on Girly So Groovy.
She was a payroll honey, wanted a blonde beehive for her wedding. Cause you might as well try. He drove a Cadillac and a cherry red, had his hair slicked back, but there was something to be said for Judy. Give me a reason, Judy. Something to believe in under the disco.
Something to believe in.